In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Today, those who have disabilities, we call them disabilities, but those who have disabilities want to be considered whole. They want to be recognized for the persons that they are. They don't want to be singled out and thought of as blind or disabled in some way. They want to be able to live full lives and be recognized for the full human beings that they are. Jesus Christ did this with all he met. He didn't consider the blind disabled. He didn't consider the poor to be pitied. He thought that they were able to see things quite possibly more clearly than all but a few who were not poor. Our Lord Jesus never said a single physically blind person who came to him was blind, like the man who came to him in the gospel today. He didn't call them blind, but many who had eyes he called blind. The Sadducees and the Pharisees he called blind because they could not see spiritually the reality of things. They saw only appearances. And the fact is that some of us, many of us, maybe even most of us, have eyes that are blind to anything but appearances. St. Nikolai Velimirovich considers this world to be a symbolic world, a world that points beyond itself. Whenever we see something in this world, we are reminded of something that goes beyond the reality of what we can see if all we see are the appearances, the surface of things. We look and we see a broken world and we want to fix it, or we want to make ourselves a safe place in that world. We don't look at the world of God's creation and see beyond it to the perfection of the beauty that is revealed by the appearance before us in this world. We are concerned more with appearances than anything else. St. Nikolai points out to us that many of us clothe ourselves unbecomingly. Now, what would he mean by clothing ourselves unbecomingly? What would it mean to clothe ourselves becomingly? To clothe ourselves becomingly, we would clothe ourselves in virtue, virtue of humility, to begin with, more than anything else. But to clothe ourselves unbecomingly would be not to use, as he says, clothing to protect our bodies, but to enhance our good looks. Concern with appearances, pride, concern for what others think of us. It's become the reality for us. It's been given a great boost by the internet, that computer world, that fake world, that false world that is entirely a world of appearances, that has no depth beyond the depth of a pixel. How deep is that? Appearance entirely. Appearance and sound. We convince ourselves that what we are looking at is more real and more interesting and more important than anything in the world that God created. Concern with appearances, it's an old story, has been with us from the beginning. But now we can immerse ourselves in a world of appearances. And when we try to deal with the real world, we find that we are dealing again with appearances. How many kings, St. Nikolai asks, throughout history have lost themselves, their souls, and in the end their kingdoms through the greed of their eyes for appearance, the appearance of power, the appearance of wealth, the appearance of beauty? Who of us is able to resist those temptations? Many of us, St. Nikolai says, litter our houses with gold and silver vessels and other knickknacks. And this can't help but remind me of my favorite, my very favorite Chinese advertisement. You know, you get instructions that were written in China, and the English is, I guess from a certain point of view, it probably makes sense. But they've missed something. And sometimes there is great truth in the way they express things. And there is this one in particular. It came as an advertisement for a cuckoo clock that we bought, we have in our house. It was made in China. It's not made in a traditional way in the Black Forest, where real cuckoo clocks come from, that actually work mechanically to do the things that they do. This one has little electronic programs that tell the figures how to move. So it's all a matter of appearance. It's not a genuine cuckoo clock. But it looks really fine. It doesn't look like a German cuckoo clock exactly, but it's attractive enough. And the advertisement for this clock was, decorating your home gives the illusion that your life is more interesting than it really is. That's the truth. That's the truth. We wouldn't hear that in advertisement here in America, but it's a straightforward statement of the truth. Are we really as interesting as we make our homes look? Are we really as interesting as we dress ourselves up to appear? All of the ornaments, as St. Nikolai calls them, that we use in order to decorate ourselves and decorate our lives and decorate our resumes and decorate our biographies and pretend to be something that, after all, we created it. It's not real. It's an illusion. It's only an appearance. It's some kind of a self-created personality, some kind of a false front. But that's what people are interested in. St. Nikolai says that if you guard your soul as carefully as you guard your ornaments, just think how attached we become to our ornaments. This is essential. I will fight to the death to protect this image that I have, that I want to show to other people. If you guard your soul as carefully as you guard your ornaments, your soul will outlive your ornaments. But if not, then your ornaments will outlive your soul. A wonderful show, but no person inside. That person has died and gone. But the ornaments are still there. I've never been to the Biltmore House. I think I'd better stop there. Because if I were to say more, you can figure out for yourself what I would say if I were going to talk about the Biltmore House and all of its ornaments, and how it's there for show, and how it's there for pride, and how people come and are amazed by this building and its grounds and its ornaments. It has survived. We should pray for the soul of those who gave their lives to provide us with these ornaments. God, St. Nikolai says, gave eyes to men, not for us to look at appearances, but for no other reason than to look on this world and see the beauty and the reality of God's creation beyond and behind the brokenness. If we see someone who has a broken limb, Jesus Christ sees to the heart and the soul of a person unbroken in spirit. We don't define the person by their disability. Jesus never did that. When the blind man came to him, he didn't look at him as a blind man. He looked at him as a whole man and gave him the opportunity to ask whatever he would of him. He didn't say, "Well, I know what you want. You're a blind man and you want to be given your sight." That isn't how he dealt with him. He dealt with them as the whole human being, exactly as those today who have what we call infirmities want to be dealt with. They want to be seen for themselves. Jesus saw this man for himself, and he asked, "What would you have me do for you?" And the man said humbly, "Lord, I would have my sight." Some of us are blind to everything, all reality. Except appearances. They're the only things that we care about. And then we wonder why our lives go off the rails. Some of us believe there is no meaning to anything in God's creation but the use that we can make out of it. And for such people, nothing is good or useful unless it helps them to deceive themselves into believing that they are powerful, can accomplish great things, and thereby they are able to deceive others that they are powerful and can accomplish great things. And that is the purpose and the meaning of all things that are available to us for those who are concerned about appearances, how we seem to others, and how we look to ourselves. When God gave Bartimaeus, that's the name of the blind man, we know his name from the Gospel according to St. Mark, where Mark gives us the name of this blind man who came to Jesus. When Bartimaeus was given his sight, it was as though God acted at the beginning and said, "Let there be light. Let there be light where there was darkness." Bartimaeus' body is flooded with light so that he can see all of creation, but his soul has been prepared with faith. And having been prepared by the faith that enabled him to ask Jesus that he do this work for him, he is able to see the world not just as a matter of appearances, but the reality of the world, the meaning of the world. St. Nikolai says that when we look at the world, it is as though we were looking at the shadow of a tree, the appearance, and we don't see the real tree. We don't see the world that God has created because we look at the world through eyes that want to make use of the world for ourselves. So we only see the shadow of the reality of things. We don't see beyond what the world can do for me or how I can make use of it. God didn't create a world so that we could build ourselves up into a condition of pride and vanity. He created a world that has a meaning that goes beyond our need for physical things. But some of us don't see the spiritual reality of things. We only see the shadow of things. We are blind to God and blind to the heavenly reality that lies behind the physical realm of creation that God has created. God created a physical world that is both physical and spiritual. God created human beings that are both physical and spiritual. But if we only see with our physical eyes and we are blind to the spiritual meaning of things, then we are truly blind. Jesus rails against those who are spiritually blind all of the time. He never does that with physical blindness. Because according to St. Nikolai, physical blindness is a sign, a reminder that there is a way of seeing that goes beyond physical seeing. This is something that I never understood about St. Nikolai when I first discovered him. Not until this long time, more than a year now, when I've been reading more and more deeply into his sermons and letters, have I begun to understand what he means when he says that this world is a symbol of the reality of things, that we can see beyond the brokenness of this world and see the world as God created it. Now, we talk about the end times, how all things will be changed in the end when Jesus comes, and everything will be filled with the presence of God. But it is possible to see that world already in this world because this world has that meaning. Wherever there is something that is broken, the meaning of brokenness lies beyond the brokenness in the overcoming of suffering, because suffering has been overcome. And so every time we see suffering, we can see the suffering Christ on the cross and think this is a sign of the resurrection. This is a sign that there is more to this world than its brokenness. There is more to this world than its suffering. When we see the poor, we see beyond the poverty in terms of this world, and we recognize, as Jesus does, that here is blessedness. Because here is someone who is not living according to the riches of the world. We can see in poverty of spirit the riches of the soul, the riches of the spirit. Everything in life is a sign that leads us beyond, if we have the spiritual eyes, to see. St. Nikolai says that a person who is physically blind is only blind for a short while. Life is short. But if we are spiritually blind, we are blind throughout the time of our lives and blind for eternity. The healing that we require is not the healing of our physical eyes, it is the healing of our spiritual eyes. So long as there is spiritual blindness, St. Nikolai says, God will give us images of spiritual blindness in the physically blind. It reminds me of Elder Paisios, who always said, St. Paisios always says, that we should think in a good way, have a good thought way of feeling. And that's what St. Nikolai is saying. If we see blindness, we are reminded of the fact that spiritual blindness is the real illness, and think of ourselves, that here is a physical blindness, but I need to deal with my own spiritual blindness. I need to be reminded of my spiritual blindness. So long as there is spiritual sickness, which is the real problem, God will give us the image of physical sickness, physical illness. When we have physical illness ourselves, if we turn to God beyond the physical illness, then we realize that the healing that we need is a spiritual healing. The physical illness, the physical blindness, is an image of spiritual healing. The shadows of real things is what we're talking about. The broken things of this world are shadows of the real things. If there is a broken thing, then there must be that which was unbroken. If we see the brokenness, we see that this is a thing that is not meant to be broken. This is a thing that is meant to be whole. And we think of the wholeness that comes of a spiritual wholeness that even physical brokenness cannot take away from us. Like the shadow of a tree, these things remind us to change our focus and to look beyond appearances, not to live in the realm of appearances, especially not to be captured by an electronic world of pixels that has no reality at all. Pull the plug, and where does it go? Look beyond the realm of appearances and see the reality of things that are true and real. The physical itself is a sign of the spiritual reality of things, for we are physical beings that are also at the same time spiritual beings, and we can't satisfy ourselves. We can't even satisfy our bodies with appearances. We must have the reality of things. In this world, so completely devoted to the veneration of the appearance of power, the appearance of strength, the appearance of just about everything that you can imagine that anyone would desire, rather than the reality. Let us, as Orthodox Christians, devote ourselves to seeing beyond the appearance of things and to the reality of things. Let us become those who can discern the spiritual reality of things and deal with them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.